A military panel says it did not find evidence of religious discrimination at the Air Force Academy in Colorado. The task force said cadets and staff do have more to learn about being sensitive to other people's beliefs. The report comes after allegations that evangelical Christian cadets were given special treatment and encouraged to convert their colleagues. Critics are giving the task force report and recommendations mixed reviews. From Denver, NPR's Jeff Brady reports.
This is the second time in as many years the Air Force Academy has found itself in the spotlight. Last time the issue was sexual assaults. This time it's religion. Critics say some academy leaders violated the First Amendment by trying to force their religious beliefs on others. The task force found that during basic training, those who refused to go to church were marched back to the barracks in a heathen flight line. The report released yesterday said cadets developed that term, not academy leaders. New York Congressman Steve Israel, speaking at a Capitol Hill press conference, said it sounded like the panel was making excuses for the cadets.
One of my colleagues asked me earlier, is this report a whitewash? It is not a whitewash, but it does resemble milquetoast.
Israel said the task force should have used stronger language to condemn things such as the heathen flight line. Not all critics were so harsh. Barry Lynn heads Americans United for Separation of Church and State. A report his group issued in April prompted the Air Force to appoint the task force. That report talked of instructors preaching in classrooms and mandatory prayers. Lynn says the religious climate at the academy has improved.
I certainly think that a minority religious student is in a much better place applying to the academy today, after this report, than she or he would have been a week ago before the report.
Colorado Springs, where the academy is located, also is a center for evangelical Christianity. Some local groups were skeptical that there even was a problem at the academy. They said the controversy is an example of non-believers trying to get rid of all religious expression in public life. Focus on the Family Action issued a statement read by spokesman Stuart Shepherd.
We fervently hope that this ridiculous bias of a few against the religion of the majority, Christianity, will now cease. All along, it's been an absurd notion that a campus with chaplains and a chapel must somehow bottle up religion.
The task force did refer seven specific events involving, quote, questionable behavior to commanders for follow-up. The Academy's superintendent, Lieutenant General John Rosa, says he'll set up an Academy team to implement the task force recommendations, and he'll also develop an interfaith advisory group. But critics say the job is too big for the Academy to do on its own. They want an outside panel to oversee that process. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Denver.